Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Motivational speaker, author, strength and conditioning specialist to celebrities. It's Jay Cardiello and the Jay Cardiello Show.
Did you know there are currently over 150,000 books on Amazon to help simplify your life or create happiness or fulfill your life? Well, you know what? In the next 10 minutes, I have a special guest and we are going to bring some simple ways that you can create happiness and fulfill your life in 10 minutes. So you're not going to run to Amazon right now and buy a book. You're going to listen to this segment and you're going to laugh with us today. Joining me today is lifestyle specialist and registered dietitian, Andrea Jobs. Andrea, how are you today?
Great. How are you, Jay?
Good. I am so excited to have you not only back on the air, but for this segment, because Andrea, so many of us, they say it's around 80% of the people in this world are not fulfilled with their lives and they're not happy. So today, in the next 10 minutes, Andrea, we're going to give them a great list to get them chuckling. How about it?
Sounds great.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. I got a great one for you. Now, being that it's the summertime, we're all a little hot. If you want to reach for something that's going to make you feel good, Andrea, and this is a good one, why not sip on some sangria? I know we're a health show, and I know, you know, we're fitness experts here, but sangria, not only if you use chili and red, you get the higher antioxidant content, not only if you put a lot of fruit in it, but it's more than just a sensational vacation sort of treat. Sangria can actually help boost cardiovascular health thanks to the resveratrol found in red wine and the antioxidants found in fruits. And Andrea, as I mentioned before, choose chili and red. It has the highest antioxidant content. So if you want to bring some happiness, you want to be a little fulfillment in today, if you're having a backyard barbecue, instead of downing some beers, reach and sip on sangria. Andrea, what do you got for me?
I think that's a great tip. All right, I have one. How about crunching on some corn?
Ooh.
What do you think about that?
I do like that, especially, corn, you know, barbecue time.
Yes, exactly, and it's definitely a summer treat. We have lots of corn in the summertime, so it's one of those things that it's full of resistant starches, and it has phenolic compounds that help cancer. And so corn is a great thing to have, corn salad, corn on the cob, grilled corn, so crunch on that corn.
And you know what's so funny, Andrea, is that a lot of people overlook the benefits of corn. I'm so glad you brought that up, because when people see corn, oh, there's no nutritional value, oh, it just passes right through your system. Well, they're finding out today, right now from you, that it can improve your health and it can fulfill your life, because if you are healthy, you're fulfilling your life. And you know what's fulfilling to your life? Bringing in laughter. See, so many of us don't laugh, and we don't laugh enough, and it's actually one of the most inexpensive ways to boost your immune system, but it's also a great way to alleviate stress. So make a date night, either with your partner or with your family, once a week, once every 2 weeks, maybe just once a month. Go on Netflix and rent a comedy. Laughter is one of the best medicines. It, as I said, it boosts your immune system, but what it also does, it helps you relax, and for just a few minutes, maybe an hour or two with the movie on, you'll be enjoying yourself. You'll be decreasing the stress and you're feeling better. Andrea, what do you got for me?
Let's say, how about the weekend? The weekends, a lot of people get caught up, and, you know, it's a time for relaxing for sure. But I really believe that keeping a schedule, even on the weekend, is most beneficial. This is where we eat the most, we sleep the most, and we let go the most. But sticking to a schedule on the weekends will keep you focused, and you won't have yourself regretting that banana split or those extra cookies that you had over the weekend on Monday. So it's really important keeping a schedule and just getting out there, get moving on the weekend.
That is good, because it's so true. On those weekends or during those weekend hours, we let go. We think we can catch up on sleep, and as we talked about before, you can't catch up on sleep over the weekends. And number two, we eat more. Andrea, thank you for bringing this up, because we eat more, and we eat more of the wrong things. I don't mind if you're eating more fruits and vegetables over the weekends, but we're letting go, we're sleeping more, and the first thing we go to those brunches and we think we're bringing in vegetables when we're having hash browns. Ladies and gentlemen, hash browns are overloaded with fat and they're not good for you, and don't consider them as servings of vegetable. That's a really good one. And another
that's
one.
That's right.
Yeah, Andre, we have to really look at who we hang out with. And I always say people who are influenced, people
definitely
who bring in positive, make you feel good about yourself. I have dubbed them as what we call tail waggers. And I say that because if you have a dog, for all our listeners, and the first thing you do, you come home and they're so happy to see you. To celebrate life, to feel better, to bring fulfillment in, you have to have people around you that are celebrating you. And I always tell people, that's the difference between the layman and a celebrity. The celebrity is being celebrated. Layman, listen up. You need to celebrate too. We're all human and we need to make some time for ourselves and invest in the people around you. Because what you say about yourself is who you attract. And if you're expelling negativity, you're going to attract that, and you're not going to have tail waggers. You're actually going to have people that are going to bring you down. So what do you got for me now? If we're looking to create some happiness, Andre, what do you got next for me?
Yeah, I definitely agree with this for meditation. I would say start your day off with some kind of like deep breathing, just to get your day on focus and not just pop out of bed right away. Just try to sit there, reflect for a minute, and just breathe. Breathing deeply is really important, and just getting us focused. And you'll prepare your mind for the day, you'll de-stress, and actually, any time during the day, it's a really good tool to have to meditate. This way, if anything bothers you, you take a minute, deep breath, and refocus. And I think that's really a great thing for happiness.
Yeah, it is a great thing. And what it does help, it really helps, Andre. I'm glad you brought that up. It helps the reactive mind. Because so many times you're frustrated. There's so much emotion. There's stress all upon your shoulders. And then the phone rings, and it may be a friend, and maybe a spouse. And then all of a sudden, you let go the emotions and the anger that you're dealing with, say, at work or with the kids. Take a deep breath before picking up the phone. Take a deep breath before you start your day. And what I like to do, Andre, is I take 10 breaths every time I wake up in the morning and get out of bed. And what I do is I take a deep breath for about 5 seconds. I hold it for about 6 or 7 seconds. And then I give one big exhale, like I'm blowing out my birthday candles. So I always tell people, start your day off. Take some breaths. And if you're in a stressful situation, before you pick up the phone or you press send on that text or email, take a deep breath, reread it, and then press send, because a lot of times you're going to avoid a lot of frustration by hitting send. So another thing to avoid, Andrea, sugar. People don't realize it's just as toxic as alcohol. It destroys your liver, and not only that, it increases inflammation. And people, if you're suffering from arthritis, if you have some aches and pains, or maybe even swelling, implementing sugar, and we're not talking about fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables are natural sugar, so don't get them confused. But implementing added sugar can put a frown on the face, because you're increasing inflammation and definitely increasing pain levels throughout your body. What do you got for me, Andre? We're almost wrapping up.
Well, now that you said sugar, I have to put in the eating more fruits and vegetables, because like you said, the natural occurring sugar in fruits is not what you want to avoid. You definitely want to eat those. I'm a big proponent of eating all the green stuff, the rainbow of produce out there. I've never had a client ever that I've treated for obesity because they ate too much fruit or vegetables. So get your vegetables in, 7 to 9 servings, and you'll be definitely a happier person that way.
It is true. And speaking of happy, we're going to do one more, Andre. I got one for you. Listeners, celebrate your birthday. Celebrate your birthday once a month. Blow out your candles, whatever it is. Get a banana split. Celebrate you. Andre, if our listeners want to find out more about you, where can they go?
Through my Facebook page with Andrea Jobst, J-O-B-S-T on Facebook, or ajobstnutrition@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Andrea. To learn more about simple ways to create a happy and fulfilled life, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.